everyone be quiet. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Phones ringing, people running around, craziness.
Telephone is ringing.
It's a crash course for the Ravers show. Hey, MFO, you're on the air. What's up?
Hey, Brian?
Yes.
It's Karen and Dave.
Karen and Dave.
Karen and Dave from Girl on Top. What's going on?
Yeah. Oh, we had a blast with you at the show.
I had a blast with you guys. We went and saw Rival Sons the other day. These guys had a free ticket for me. He called me up, and I met them, and it was awesome. Thank you, Karen.
Yeah, you should have stuck around. We hung out with the band.
I saw, you. That's great, man. I was really tired and, like, been going full force. I just got back from New York City. It's been, like, shows every single night for me.
Well, you're an exciting guy. You're like a really
cool guy. Oh, yeah, he's a real well, spark plug.
I think you're one of the coolest guys in Boston.
Oh, well, thank you, Karen. You're one of the coolest chicks in Boston.
Wow.
Thank you.
Yeah. Karen from Girl on Top. We're going to play you. I have to play I got to play some Soundgarden first, of course, with Chris Cornell.
Of course.
But we'll do some Girl on Top, okay?
All right, well, we just wanted to call and say a quick hello.
Thank you. You're awesome. Keep in touch.
All right, we will.
All right. I'll play you soon.
All right, have a good show. Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye. Up to you, Cage.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, bye.
Bye. Are they coming on the show at some point, Girl on Top?
Yeah, we have them scheduled for September. That's like the furthest one out we have.
Girl on Top.
I mean, they're very busy people.
They are busy.
But somehow they fit me in their schedule.
All right.
That's Frank Rowe chiming in the background. We have Classic Ruins and Black Souls. Who's going to go on first, guys?
Black Souls. Black Souls.
So they're setting up, and I don't know. We'll figure out what time they're going to go on. It's probably going to be a while. They'll let them warm up and stuff.
Yep.
But very sad Chris Cornell passing. My God, in a way, you know. I didn't think that was going to happen. Somebody I did actually meet, and from what I could see, seemed like a great guy.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know.
And the music was great. I love the old Soundgarden, and especially that Bad Motorfinger album. I was like, when I heard that, I was like, these guys rock.
Yep. Well, you never know.
Very unfortunate.
You just never know.
Is something from that album. All right. Soundgarden, rest in peace, Chris Cornell. Stick around. We got live Classic Ruins and Black Souls. And I got plenty of stories to tell, like that, you know, why I was in New York City. And I'm sure we'll figure out how to fit these things in the show, too.
It was the witness protection program, wasn't it? You had to go.
I might have been.
You had to file papers.
We'll not get yet, into it later. Not yet. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Yes, we do have plenty of stories, but people tune in for the music mostly, I think, right?
I hope so.
Right. Here's one of my favorites from Soundgarden. It's MFO.
Yo.
whoop. WMFO in Medford. Yes, a farewell to the great Chris Cornell. We are very, very sorry. All our hearts and thoughts go out to his family, and we'll miss him very much. But his music will live on right here. Yes, started it off with Sleeves and Bulldozers from Bad Motorfinger. Girl You Want. Yes, that is a Devo cover. From something called Scattered Tracks Across the Path. Covers. And then we ended it with, I think, very appropriate, The Day I Tried to Live. Soundgarden, Super Unknown. That was from 1994. That's tough. I hate hearing stuff like that. But farewell, Chris Cornell. Girl on Top, great people. Thank you very much. They brought me to someone named Rival Sons. They were great. I'm going to see if I have them in the system. But first, we'll play some Girl on Top. Oh, I'm sorry, Jimmy. What do you got there for a mic?
I got nothing for a mic. There we go.
Well, I can't. I don't even know what number you are. You're hopping around.
I'm number 14.
we got a lot of mics since the last Saturday. Huh?
Yeah, huh? Boy.
The band before, you know what was funny? Like, I liked Rival Sons, but I'm like, you know, I'd really like those guys, like, you know, 30 years ago. I'd be like, these guys are the new Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But I'm not so much into that stuff anymore. I very have leaned more towards the punk and garage stuff, you know. So, you know, I'm listening to it. The guys are very talented, and they were great, you know, for that genre.
Mm-hmm. What was this now?
That was at the Paradise.
At the Paradise.
The Paradise. Last Wednesday.
Yeah.
And so I'm milling about, and I look at the merch table, and they had, I saw the band that was before them that we missed. The London Souls. I thought their CD looked so great. What's that humming, Jimmy? We'll figure that out.
That's the air conditioner.
Oh, is it? All right.
We're air conditioned this year, Brian. Remember last year?
Right. Man. Sweatbox. Don't remind me.
That hum you hear is not in your ears. It's just merely us being cool.
Too cool. Anyways, the London Souls looked really cool to me, and I asked the girl at the merch table, I'm like, are you with those guys? And she's like, yeah, you know, I pretended like I saw them. I'm like,
they were great.
Yeah, they're awesome. And I go, you know what, I'm kind of a little low on cash. I looked in my pocket, I had like a $5 bill in my pocket, and they were going for, you know, 20 bucks. I go, I have a radio show up there, I'll play them, you know, not knowing what they even sound like. I just liked the way they looked. Yep. And on the way home, I listened to it, fabulous. Fabulous.
Are we going to hear some of it?
Yeah, well, I'm going to look for I'll look for the other band too. I'll look for Rival Sons as well. We'll play Girl on Top first. I'll look for that.
Yep.
But we'll definitely play something from the London Sons. Very cool track on it. First, Girl on Top.
Yay.
On 91.5 WMFO. Stick around. And we have Black Souls coming up, Classic Ruins. It's a jam-packed day.
It's just going to be a party here. Everybody say hey.
Hey!
All right. The party's just starting.
MFO. With Girl on Top.
ring. Ignoring all the pleas that greed will bring no peace. Nothing ever lasts forever. Now we're turning in army nation.
Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
said he dressed like a woman, but he spoke like a crook. So one bright morning when the sun was high, he packed all his anger and he took a ride. He went downtown where they were having fun, to put an end to their laughter with a loaded gun. So now he's got time, yeah, he's got time to wait. He knows it ain't right, the doctor says he can stay. Yeah, all through the night, they're trying to drive the baby insane. Tried to disagree him, tried to vandalize his name. Bobby in the law and getting high all the time. Now Bobby said, "Boss, I just don't understand why you can't treat me like no other man." But folks thought maybe he would change his ways, start working on their farm like Jimmy and Ray. The only man that he could ever be was a small town loony at the end of the street. So now he's got time, yeah, he got time to wait.
Putting all the mics up, Jimmy. I don't know where you're at.
I'm right here. I switched to mic number 22 now.
This building,
hey, nice,
this building's huge.
Nice vocals.
Jimmy!
Who was that band?
Oh, that last band. That was the London Souls. And they'll probably get mad because there's two dudes on the cover. And the song I like best is probably sung by the merch girl that gave me the CD.
Yeah.
That is the coolest song on there, you know? They all rock.
Yeah.
I mean, there were some real rockers on
some
it.
Some good stuff.
I mean, that sounds like the band or something. Like, you know, I was thinking like Up on Cripple Creek. Like, this thing is just classic, you know? I loved it.
Yeah, good
fun
vocals.
Fun stuff. Right. So, yeah. London Souls. And I will, you know, we'll play more of them. Like, you know, they'll be in rotation. I'll put them
in
the system.
We'll make them the pick of the week.
You'll hear more of them later.
Make their year.
If I didn't have so much going on, I'd play more of them, to get, you know, so these dudes would go, all right, there's my song.
Cal is over here. He's laughing in the background. I don't know what he's laughing at.
Cal's just laughing at me. Cal's just in heaven. He's in radio land.
I'm just sleeping.
Oh, yeah. We're delirious, too. Me and Cal went to New York last night and got...
Not last night. Did you go last night? Did you get eloped? You
what?
Went last night?
Yes.
I thought you went last week.
Last night, we went like a week ago, too. A couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Are you guys legally married now?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we hit Vegas on the way back. No, it was a great time, though. It's Joey Ramone's birthday. It's an annual thing down there. And there are all sorts of names playing. You know, they're just playing all sorts of Ramone songs. And it's great. Yeah, Philippe Marquette, our buddy, was down there. He sang... Commando and
nice.
I'll play a few. You know what? I had Pixies up because I'm going to see them tonight.
Uh-huh.
This will be like the fifth, you know, show I've seen this week. Going to Pixies tonight at, where are they? In Paradise? Marie got tickets.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, they're at Paradise tonight. So
where is Marie? Working today?
Working. We're all busy.
All busy people.
But you can still call in. We have Classic Ruins. Black Souls coming up first, then Classic Ruins. 855-915-9636. How close are you guys, anyways? Like, when do you want to start?
That's a loaded question. They're ready.
All right. How about I'll do two songs? Two, three songs, and then you guys are ready? Three songs. All right. All right. I'll do Pixies and Little Ramones for those guys last night.
Right on.
And I'll throw Sanders in there, too, right?
For Philippe. Philippe.
Right. His Pixies live in Boston, like you can see them tonight on MFO. Very cool.
We'll be right back.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Yes. Fabulous 360s there. That's actually Audrey Russell who called in. She wanted to hear 53rd and 3rd. And yes. Ramones, Commando, we did that as well because Phil Marquette sang that for us last night. And then, of course, the Senders with Phil himself doing devil shooting dice. We have a jam-packed show. It is Classic Ruins coming up. But right now, we have a great band ready. And it's Cam Acklin. Hi, guys.
Hello.
How's it going?
How are you, Bri?
Great. We'll talk a little bit after. I mean, we'll get in. I know you're all revved to go, but band's Black Souls. I'm just going to let you do it. You want to introduce the song or get right into it?
Let's get right into it.
All right. How many songs are you thinking I do today?
As many as you let us.
How much do you...
All the way up to 13.
How about 6? Because we got 2 bands.
You call it, baby.
Is six a good number, guys?
You tell us when to start. You tell us when to stop.
All right. Go for it. 91.5 WMFO. Black Souls.
Ready?
I'm ready, baby. Kick it off.
Fantastic, man.
Thank you. All right, boys.
What do you call that one? Just a jam?
2120 South Michigan Avenue. Thank
right
you very
on,
much.
Right on, right on. What do you got next for us, Cam?
Just by the way, quick disclaimer, we didn't write a single one of these. Rolling Stones wrote that one. Chubby Checker wrote the next one. This one's called Good Good Lovin'.
I like you giving them credit, man. They sound great. I love your interpretations, man. It's your own things.
Thanks, babe. Thank you.
Black Souls, 91.5 WMFO.
Frank Rowe, set it off.
Sound great.
Yeah, a little technical difficulties here.
I'm not noticing at all. Hey, would you be better with headphones?
That's the case,
like, these might read you.
What happened over there, Dave?
I just plugged Frankie lost his amp.
Oh.
I just plugged him back in.
That is a difficulty.
It lost an amp. We didn't notice. We were in here boogieing away. I mean, of course we noticed. What happened to that fabulous music? No, it all sounds great, man. What do you have for us next, Cam?
Hey, you boys, I'm a hog for you, and you, and you, and you, and everybody.